The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 8, 1977, in Bombay, India.
Sir, this is documentary, and the Europeans, and they are not fools and rascals, that they are interested in purchasing other religious books, not their Bible. You see. So it has got very great potency. So under the circumstances, we should now make combined effort that it can be pushed on more organized. I am doing now alone with the help of this. But no Indians are coming. This is the difficulty.
I think, with all due respect, many Indians are trying to do things in their own villages, say, or in their own districts.
Nobody.
Well, I mean, if you've been to Bharatpur recently, about 5,200 beds were there for this Netriyal, for the eyes operation.
I know.
30,000.
That I know. But I'm speaking of this culture.
Culture, yes.
See, that is the physical aid one is giving.
You are, you know, you are in karma part, somebody is taking care of.
One
cannot
but one thing is that we are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Yes, sir.
In Bhagavad Gita, there is no such statement that you take care of the eyes of the people. There is no such statement. That is your manufacture. But we are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is the difference. Our preaching is that instead of giving relief to the eyes, give him relief in such a way that he hasn't got to accept anymore this body with eyes. You cannot make a solution of the problem. Somebody is taking care of the eyes, somebody is taking care of the finger, somebody of the hair, somebody of another genital, and so on and so on. This will not solve the problem. The problem is, as it is said in the Bhagavad, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudasa. This is intelligence. As soon as you take birth, then you will have eyes, you will have eye trouble, vyadhi, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. If you accept janma mrityu, then between janma mrityu there is vyadhi and jara, you have to accept. You may give some relief, but you have to accept. So that is not solution. The solution is how to stop this janma mrityu jara. That is bigger solution. So if you are giving that thing, there will be no more eyes trouble. Then the main disease. Suppose one man is dizzy, so sometimes feeling headache, sometimes eye ache, sometimes finger ache, and you are applying some medicine, that is not the solution. The solution is that this man is suffering from this disease, how to cure it? So, Bhagavad Gita is meant for that purpose. Tatra riham punar janma naiti. And as soon as you accept body, kleshagam. Prasadu manne jato atmanayam asannapi kleshadayasadeyam. Asannapi, this body is not permanent. So, because the body is not permanent, the disease also not permanent. So, Krishna's advice is, tāṅ-tidikkha-sravāra. Matrāspa-śāstra-kontiya-sīdhasna-sukha-dukkha-dā. You make the solution, that is the greatest solution, that how to stop janma, but that they do not know that this can be stopped. They are simply busy with the temporary problems. and they are taking it very great. What is great? Suppose if you have got a boil here, simply by temporary, you will cure. There must be surgical operation, get out the pus. So, this movement is for that purpose. It is not for this janamitra, I mean, this temporary jarabhyadi. That is all right. But Krishna says, if we take Krishna's advice, Bhagavad-ji, that is not problem. If there is little trouble, tāna-ti-dikha-savāra. Real problem is that janamitra-jarabhyadi try to stop it. That is intelligence. Taktādeham punat-janma-neti, māmeti. That is culture, that is education. Not to be very much bothered with the temporary. That is not a very intelligence. Give them this culture, Krishna consciousness. So we have got this body. So long you have got this body, you may give relief to the eyes, but another trouble will come. It is not guaranteed that by giving them relief to the eyes, he gets relief from all kinds of things. That is going on. Janmamitya, matras, parshastra, kumbhya. So give relief. And for this interview, real relief, how to stop? That is our Vedic civilization. That you should not become father, you should not become mother. If you cannot give protection to your children from the cycle of birth and death, pita na sasya, janani na sasya, namo chayaja, samopitam. This is real problem. Real culture is that this child has come to me, so we shall train him in such a way that no more accepting body. Because as soon as we accept body, it is very difficult subject matter, of course, to understand. But Bhagavad Gita teaches, yadā yadāhi dharmasakrāni bhavati, when people forget this problem, janma mrityu jarabhyadi, Krishna personally comes to teach them that this is your problem.
Guruji, just now the problem is of starvation. You are right. It is the
starvation. Suppose you are diseased, and if your father does not give you to eat, that is your blessing.
Whatever you desire, so this will go.
Now, why you are complaining? Suppose your father, he gives you everything, but when you are diseased, if he says, my dear son, you cannot eat anything. Is that starvation?
Anyway.
Now, first of all, give me answer this. Is that starvation?
No, if
you don't give. This is cure. This is cure. In the Vedas it is said, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eko jo bahunal vidadatika. God is giving food to the cats and dogs. Nobody is starving. If you are starving, that is your blessing.
But then, Guruji, suppose we see somebody...
We do not suppose, we take the reference to the Shastra. That is our disease. We don't manufacture. We don't manufacture anything. Our point of view is, if there is starvation, then we take it mercy of Krishna. Tattena kampasu sumukshamana dhunjana hiva prakritam vipa. When they are put into starvation, we take it blessings of God. We don't complain that I did something wrong or there is something wrong. So God has put me into this position. It is His blessing.
He reminded
me. This is our view. So this starvation point, we take it as blessing.
No, this is
Dutch.
People generally question how God is unfavorable to somebody and favorable. That is foolishness. God is good.
For everybody.
But that we do not know. Because we are less intelligent, we think that one man is in starvation, therefore God is not good. That is our fault. We are not good. We do not understand God. But the Vaishnava says, oh, it is blessing. And if he takes like that, then his result is mukti padesa dayabha. His mukti is guaranteed. In any circumstances, if somebody takes God as good, then his mukti is guaranteed. And if he blames God, he has put me into starvation, then he has to suffer. This is the common argument sometimes we make, why God has made somebody so rich and somebody some poor, he is unjust. That is foolishness. God cannot be unjust. He is just. All is just. That is God. So unless we have got that firm conviction, then we cannot become devotee.
That is why Indians are not joining
them. Huh?
Because they are not joining this movement because of that, because they cannot understand what is the reality. Because we try to comment upon the God's action. Now somebody is poor, somebody is rich,
Actually, you don't believe in God.
That is the
difference. Godlessness. If we believe in God,
there are a large portion of
God is my servant, Rauda Sapna. God, why you have not done this? If you don't do this, I don't want. This is our foolish.
It's a childish ego.
Yes. That means God is my servant, Rauda Sapna. Actually, this is European mentality. One my godbrother, German godbrother, that Sadhanam, he told me in the last war, when the war was going on, generally women were left. All men were in the battlefield. Somebody's husband, somebody's father, somebody's son. So they went to the church, they are going to church, in churches also recommending, go to the church, pray. Dukshesa bhari bhaje, sukse bhaje koi. So, but nobody returned. So all of them became atheists. Oh, it is useless to go to church. I prayed so much for my husband's coming back, but he did not come. He was there. So this is I order God that my husband has gone to the war, let him come back unhurt. God did not bring him back. He did not carry my order. I don't want. This is it. When the war was declared, there was no consultation with God. Rascal, that time there is no consultation. And when the husband is going to die, he goes.
He goes.
This is our position.
When war was to be declared, found a final solution to the Jewish problem.
There is a politician, there everything.
Yeah.
And when the war is very acute and the husband is going to die, then God is required. When he does sinful activities, God is never consulted. But when he suffers, then God is consulted. And if you don't order, supply my order, then I don't want it. Meaning he remains, don't want it. That's all.
Swamiji, may I ask one question, which I have much discussion with your shishya here. Brahman, the sort of what we in Hindu philosophy is considered as the ultimate Godhead.
No.
Brahman? you consider Krishna.
Yes.
But he is, of course, he was incarnate. He was one of the avatars.
But that is your opinion.
That is our point, which I want to clarify.
You have to take this Shastra authority.
Does not Gita...
Brahmano aham pratishtha. Read Bhagavad Gita. Have you read Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, sir.
Did you not read this?
Well, that's what I want to clarify.
Find out this.
1446.
It's even on the 8th chapter. You'll find it.
Brahmanaham Prasis.
We have it as
Brahmanohi Pratistam Aham Amritasya Vyayasya Cha Shashvatasya Chadarmasya Sukasya Kantikasya Cha.
So he is the Pratistha. Just like in this room, there is illumination. The illumination is spread all over the room. Mata Dishuni. So, the illumination is important or the light is important? What is important?
Right. The original light.
Then?
Source of the light. So, isn't Brahman the source
now,
of the light?
Now, first of all, try to understand. Just like the sun shines. The sun sign is important or the sun is important?
The original sun.
Yes. Similarly, this impersonal Brahma illumination or effulgence, that is the bodily rays of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti. So ultimately Krishna is important. Not this impersonal Brahma illumination. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Sabda. See practical example and learn Shastra, you'll understand Krishna is the origin. Aham sarvasya prabham. Personality. Matta sarvam pravartate. The Brahma also pravartate. But if you don't believe Krishna and Shastra, that is different. Then you cannot be convinced. Shastra chakusha. Your eyes should be through the Shastra, not by manufacturing ideas. So Shastra says this, jasya prabhava prabhavato jagadanda koti suhasesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinda. Tad brahma niskalam ananta asesa bhutam govindamadi bhinda. Tamam yaya. This is Shastra. Brahma Sankhya. That this Brahma Jyoti is the bodily rays of Krishna, Govinda. So the rays of Govinda is not so important as Govinda is important. Govinda Vadi Purisham Tamam. And Govinda personally says, Aham Sarvasam. Sarvasam is everything, including Brahma.
So Brahman is everything. With all due respect, I was talking of Brahman.
I am speaking of Brahman. Brahman means this Brahma Jyoti. You mean that?
Yes.
Well, yes, I am speaking that.
This Brahma Jyoti is different from Brahman. Ishvara.
Ishvara everyone.
Everyone.
But Ishvara Parama is Krishna.
Right. Parameshwara.
There is two words. One is Ishvara, one is Parameshwara. You may be Ishvara. You may be Ishvara in your business, so many workers are working under you and you are ordering, you are regulating. But you are not Parameshwara. Similarly, you take each and every one up to Brahma. They may be Ishvara, but he is not a Parameshwara. Parameshwara is one. Matta parataram nanya. That is Krishna.
So the last question. Rama, how do you relate?
Rama and Krishna the same. Ramadi muttisu kalani amena tishtar. Krishna is all is existing with that which is different incarnation, expansions. Rama Vimukti, Ram Nishinga Bada, hundreds and thousands of expansions. Advaita Achyuti Anadi Anantarupam. So Rami is expansion of Krishna. He is God. There is no difference between Rama and Krishna. Just like one candle, and you light another candle. Another candle, so one may be the first, second, third, like that. But in candle power, they are all the same. Similarly, Rama is expansion of Krishna. That does not mean Rama is less than Krishna. Ram Nishinga Baraha, there are many.
That is why Hare Krishna mantra includes Krishna and Ram both?
Yes.
But the translation of the word Hare in
Hara.
Hara in English.
Original Hara. Just like Lata. The Lata, when you address Lata, it is Lati. Similarly, when you address Hara, Sambhodha is Hare. Hare Krishna.
That is to remove the evil, remove the bad part, isn't it?
No, no. What is bad? There is no bad.
Hare Krishna means what? Please remove from me the...
No. Why? It is addressing.
Only addressing.
Yeah. Addressing means with some purpose. When I address Mr. such and such, then if you say yes, what do you want to say? So this
is no relation with the
no grammar.
The relation is there. Relation is there, otherwise how can I address it?
Yeah.
Relation is there. Like you are a grihastha. You have got your wife, you have got your maid servant. The maid servant is doing something, wife is doing something, but you have many potencies. The managing director is there, but he has got many assistants. Similarly, the Supreme Person has got multi-assistants, potencies. So, they are all accepted as Hara. Hari's potencies. So, we have to approach Hari through the potency. O Hare, O the potency of the Lord. O Lord, be merciful. We cannot jump over the Lord without going through the potency. So those who are impersonalists, they cannot understand. But those who are intelligent, they can understand that God is person. He has got multi-potencies, and through the potencies He is working so nicely. This is Vedic invention. Parasya sakti vividhaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana palokriyasa. Natasya kajam karanancha vidyate natasya sama adhikasya disyate. Parasya sakti vividhaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana palokriyasa. God has nothing to do personally. As you see, we have very big rich man. He hasn't got to do anything personally, but he has got so many assistants. They are doing everything. Similarly, parasya sakti virvidhaiva sriya. But when the things are done, sabhaviki jnana valati. The knowledge is so perfect and things are done so nicely that it is automatically done. And the rascals who cannot see behind there is God. They simply see this nature. The nature is working automatically. It is not the fact. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate satya. There is adhyakshata. Jasyatmaya brahmadisang vidakala chakra. Even the sun planets, such big, illuminated, powerful, it is also rotating by the order of God. Similarly, we are addressing the potencies of the Lord. We cannot jump over God. because potency, they're so important. They are actually helping hand to God. So if they are pleased, then God will be pleased automatically. Why we address Hara, Hare Krishna, Krishna's potency, Radharani, Ram's potency, Sita, it is therefore first of all Sita Ram, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana. We address the first potency. So, if I request your wife, Mother, give me this help, and if she gives that this man is very nice, you cannot refuse. You cannot refuse. So this is the process. We are appealing to the potency of Krishna. So, now I am so much harassed. Kindly lift me and engage me in your service. Hare Krishna. This is the faith. I have served so many life, the dictation of my senses, kamadi, katidhana katidha palita dunnidesa. My lusty desires, my senses, they have dictated me in so many ways, which I should not have carried, still I have done it. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita durnidesa. Nidesh, you are my master, you are asking. Bring me a glass of water, that's very nice. But sometimes you may say that go to that person and speak this lie. I don't want to speak lie, but because I am your servant, I have to do that. Otherwise my service will be cancelled. So similarly, kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita durnidesa. Nidesh is all that, but durnidesa. So we are doing this life after life, dictated by the senses, which we should not have done, but we have done it. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita durnidesa. So all ideas have satisfied your master. No, no. That is also not declared. Tisaṁ karunāna jātāṁ natrapā. They are neither satisfied, neither they are kind upon me. This man has done so much. Now don't order. Tisaṁ na karunāna jātāṁ natrapā. Then whatever is, now I have rejected him. I have come to Hare Krishna. Please engage me in your service. That is my life. I have done all this nonsense. Life after life, they are not satisfied. So therefore my business is to serve Hare Krishna. Please accept. That is Hare Krishna. Because I have to serve. I have no other business. So I have served these rascals. But they are not satisfied. Naptrupāno paśānti. So why shall I do this business anymore? Yes, you are asking sattva-dhalmān, parittajyamān. I do that. Yes.
The Guru Kṛpā can be daily.
Yes, he cannot have Krishna Kṛpā directly. Guru Krishna Kṛpā pāya bhakti yathā. That is taken. You have to go through Guru.
How do we get Guru? Guru finds you.
If you not Guru finds you, you have to find out.
Exactly.
Guru is there. But if you want to be cheated, then you find out.
Exactly.
And if you want to be cheated, the cheaters will. The Guru Krishna Kripa. If you are actually serious to serve Krishna, Hare Krishna, then Krishna will give you, here is Guru.
That's
what
happens.
Guru is there.
Guru finds the Ishwar.
Guru is there. But unless you are actually serious, you cannot get real Guru. If you want to be cheated, or if you are a cheater, then you will get a cheater Guru.
Yeah.
bring Guru. Now we go to Guru for some medical help. We go to Guru for some economic development.
Correct.
So you get cheated. That's all.